Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going super interesting and kind of inspiring, honestly.
Yeah.
We're heading up to the northeast of England.
Okay, northeast England.
And we are looking at this growing movement of outdoor therapy for veterans and their families.
Yeah, it's really interesting. For this deep dive, we're looking at a recent podcast from Anxious Minds.
Yeah.
Really fascinating. It kind of shines a light on how combining nature with some more, you know, traditional therapeutic approaches can be really effective.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've all had that intuitive sense that, like, being out in nature is good for you. But they're really looking at how to formalize that.
Yeah.
So what does outdoor therapy actually look like, you know, if you're listening to this?
Right, what are we talking about?
It's about intentionally taking yourself outside, using nature as a partner in your mental and emotional healing.
Right.
You know, it's less about that sort of sterile clinical environment.
Yeah.
It's more about fresh air, green spaces, all guided by experts.
And what makes this particularly interesting, I think, is that it's focusing on veterans and their families in the northeast of England.
Yeah, and I think...
I think the northeast is such a perfect place for this.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. Really is.
It's got such amazing landscapes to offer.
Yeah. You can really imagine, you know, picture yourself in a clearing in a lush forest in the northeast. Sunlight filtering through the trees, dappled light and shadow.
Yeah.
You can hear the leaves rustling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a stream nearby.
A little babbling brook?
A babbling brook, exactly.
Yeah.
And just a sense of calm.
Yeah.
That washes over you.
So for this deep dive, what we really want to look at is how and why this approach is being used.
Right.
What are the benefits?
Yeah, what are the tangible benefits?
The methods.
Yeah, how are they doing it?
And the impacts it's having on people.
Exactly.
Specifically in that region.
Yeah.
So I guess first of all, let's just talk about the power of nature. Well, you know, nature can be a real escape for people, can't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially for veterans who might be carrying, you know, the weight of past experiences.
Yeah.
And the anxieties of daily life.
Yeah, those everyday worries.
It can provide a much needed break,
mm-hmm.
you know, a chance to kind of reset and reconnect,
mm-hmm.
you know, find a bit of emotional balance again.
That inner strength.
Yeah, that you might have felt you'd lost.
Yeah. And we know there's research showing that.
Oh, absolutely. Tons of research.
Even brief exposure to nature can shift brain activity to calmer.
To calmer, more positive.
Patterns.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense to me that the Northeast, with all of its incredible landscapes, is really well suited for this.
Absolutely.
You've got those...
The coastline, the hills.
Windswept coastlines.
Yeah.
The rolling hills inland.
Yeah.
It's not just a pretty postcard.
Right.
It really becomes
part of the therapy. You know, the landscape itself is therapeutic.
Yeah, it's active.
Yeah, absolutely. And the research backs it up. It's not just a feeling.
Right.
It's, you know, your heart rate goes down, blood pressure drops.
Yeah.
Cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Right.
You know, studies show that it can drop by 20%.
Wow, 20%.
Just from being in a green space.
That's a huge...
So that sense of calm you feel, it's real. There's a biological basis for it.
Yeah, it's not just in your head.
Right.
We've got a really, really interesting quote here from a veteran who participated in this therapy.
Yeah.
He says, quote, being in nature helped me find a peace I thought was lost.
Wow.
Which I think is really...
That's powerful.
Powerful when you think about...
Especially when we think about
depression and stuff.
Yeah, the challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really encapsulates the impacts that it can have.
So let's talk about what outdoor therapy actually is.
Okay, good idea.
How does this work?
So it's called nature-based therapy, which is a bit of a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
But it's basically...
What does that mean?
It's using natural environments deliberately to help people heal and grow.
Okay, so it's more than just...
It's not just a walk in the park.
Going for a stroll.
Right. There's a structure to it. There's a purpose.
Yeah. So what kinds of things would you be doing?
Well, there's mindful walking, for example.
Right.
Where you're really paying attention to the sights, the sounds, the smells.
Right. Not just looking at your phone.
Yeah, you're present in the moment.
Yeah.
There's nature meditation.
Okay.
Which is using the peacefulness of nature to help you meditate.
Okay.
And there are also more practical things.
Yeah.
Like horticultural therapy.
Okay, so that's
gardening.
Gardening.
Yeah, getting your hands dirty, working with plants.
Yeah.
It can be incredibly grounding.
Yeah, I can see how that would really help too.
Yeah, it kind of takes you out of your head.
Yeah, quiet the mind.
Yeah, and into the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a description here in the podcast of a typical session.
Okay, yeah.
So imagine, again, you're in this beautiful outdoor setting.
Okay.
Maybe with a small group. Mm. You're sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a guided meditation happening.
Okay.
Or you're having a group discussion.
Yeah.
And the sunlight's dappling through the oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the sound of a stream nearby.
Yeah.
Rolling hills in the distance.
Yeah.
A hazy blue sky.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly peaceful.
Yeah. So it seems like it's not meant to
right.
replace traditional therapy.
No, it's not about replacing it.
But more...
It's about complementing it.
Yeah.
Providing another avenue.
Yeah, an alternative.
For healing.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it might be a more accessible avenue.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially, you know, if you're not comfortable in a clinical setting.
Yeah.
Being outdoors can be a lot less intimidating.
Yeah, for sure. And when we look at the Northeast specifically, with its landscapes, it really...
Yeah, the landscape is so key here.
It becomes part of the therapy.
You've got the coastline, the woodlands, the moorlands.
So many different...
Yeah, such a variety.
Yeah, and they each offer...
Different experiences, different opportunities for reflection.
Yeah.
And there are some really interesting initiatives in the Northeast that are using this. One example is the Defense Gardens Scheme.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
So the Defense Gardens Scheme... Mm. It's all about horticultural therapy.
Right. That's the gardening we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It involves group activities centered around gardening.
Okay.
And reconnecting with nature.
Yeah.
And it's specifically designed for veterans.
Okay.
And it's really well tailored to their needs.
So it gives them those benefits of nature, but it also gives them a purpose.
Yeah.
A sense of community.
Yeah, that sense of achievement.
Yeah.
That comes from nurturing something and being part of a group.
We've got another great description here.
Okay.
Imagine you're in a forest clearing.
Yeah.
Sunlight streaming through the trees.
Beautiful.
A veteran and a child are watching a butterfly.
Oh.
Other veterans are exploring a trail.
Yeah.
You've got towering pine trees around you, a babbling brook.
Perfect.
Again, just...
That sense of peace.
So peaceful and healing.
Yeah.
And these tailored approaches go beyond just the setting.
Absolutely.
The programs themselves are really structured.
Yeah. They're designed to be as effective as possible.
Yeah. So what makes them so effective?
Well, one key thing is they combine group sessions with one-on-one support.
Right. So you're getting the benefits of both.
Exactly. So you can share experiences with the group.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also address your own individual needs with a therapist.
Yeah, that makes sense because...
Everyone's different.
Everyone's different.
Everyone needs something a bit different.
Yeah.
Another important factor is collaboration.
Right.
A collaboration with...
Yeah, between mental health professionals and community organizations.
Right, so it's not just one person working in isolation.
No, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
And these partnerships make the support much more accessible.
Yeah, it's a real network.
Yeah, a network of care.
And I think what's really interesting is how this approach integrates mental and physical well-being.
Absolutely. It's a holistic approach.
Yeah. It's not just about feeling better emotionally.
Right. It's about the whole person.
Yeah. It's about
mind and body working together.
How does nature specifically help to connect those two?
Well, for example, there's mindfulness, which is all about being present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you practice mindfulness in nature, it can really help to reduce stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
So you might do some mindful walking where you're really focusing on your steps and the sensations around you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might do some nature meditation.
Where you let the sounds and sights of nature calm your mind.
Yeah.
Then there's wilderness therapy.
Okay.
Which is a bit more adventurous.
Right.
It uses the challenges of being in nature.
Yeah.
To help people build resilience.
Okay.
And then there were those more active things we talked about.
Yeah.
Like horticultural therapy.
The gardening. Yeah.
Which is great for physical health.
Right.
But it also gives you that sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
And belonging.
Yeah. And it's all about being in nature.
It is. Yeah.
Whether you're being reflective or active.
Yeah.
It's all about that connection.
Right.
And for anyone listening who's in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And wants to know more.
Yeah.
The Anxious Minds Veteran Recovery College.
Yeah.
Actually provides free outdoor therapy.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
It is.
And they've got a phone number you can call.
Yeah.
It's 0191.
Okay.
308. 4D1.
Breathe your 30.
4D3.
So if you're interested, give them a call.
I think it's important to just sort of summarize some key takeaways.
Yeah, good idea. Let's recap.
So, takeaway number one. Natural environments are good for you.
Yes, they have a positive impact on your mental and emotional well-being.
Number two. Outdoor therapy gives you a break.
Yeah, a break from the pressures of everyday life.
It's a different kind of space to heal.
Absolutely.
Number three, the Northeast is perfect for this.
It really is. It's got the landscapes.
Yeah.
It's got the initiatives.
It's got the people.
Yeah.
Number four, community support is crucial.
Yeah, especially for veterans and their families.
Yeah, it's all about those connections.
Absolutely.
And finally, this combination of nature and therapy is an effective form of support.
And accessible for a lot of people.
And the Anxious Minds podcast has this really helpful FAQ section.
Oh, yeah. Let's dig into that.
Which covers.
Yeah. And it's got some good stuff in there.
A lot of questions you might be having.
Yeah, it really does.
It talks about all the different support services available in the Northeast.
Yeah. It emphasizes that outdoor therapy is just one part of a wider network of support.
Yeah.
Which includes things like group therapy, counseling, community initiatives.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Yes, holistic approach.
It also reinforces how nature helps with things like anxiety and depression.
Right, because it lowers stress.
Yeah.
It improves mood.
Right, which is what the research shows.
Exactly.
And it highlights how important community is.
Yeah, especially for veterans.
Yeah.
Who might be feeling isolated.
Yeah, coming back into civilian life.
Yeah, that transition can be tough.
And for anyone who wants to get involved.
Yeah.
And support veterans, there are some practical suggestions.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Volunteering, fundraising, raising awareness.
Yeah, anything you can do.
Yeah, every little bit helps.
And it reminds us about all the research that shows how effective nature-based therapy is.
Yeah, the evidence is there.
Yeah. Less stress, better mood, more resilience.
And if you're struggling with anxiety or depression, there's advice on how to get help.
Yeah, reach out to your healthcare provider.
Yeah.
Local community centers, veterans organizations.
Yeah, there's help out there.
There is.
And it talks about the benefits of group therapy.
Yeah, sharing experiences.
Yeah.
Building connections.
Learning coping strategies.
Right.
All in a safe space.
Yeah, that's so important.
And if you're in the Northeast looking for support groups, check out your local community centers.
Yeah.
Contact your local council.
Mm-hmm.
Look online.
Yeah, there are resources out there.
There are.
Yeah.
And it lays out these key principles of effective mental health care for veterans.
Yeah, what are they?
They personalized support.
Okay. Tailored to the individual.
Timely interventions.
Yeah. Getting help when you need it.
A holistic approach.
Right. Looking at the whole person.
Strong community connections.
Yeah, that support network is crucial. And for anyone who knows someone who's struggling.
Yeah.
There's advice on how to help.
Yeah, what can you do?
Listen without judgment.
Okay.
Encourage them to get professional help.
Yeah.
And help them connect with support.
Right. Be there for them.
Be there for them.
Yeah, that's so important.
So much great information.
Yeah, it's a really valuable resource.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
it's
so clear.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
That connecting with nature is so powerful.
Yeah.
Especially for veterans.
Yeah, and their families.
And their family.
In the Northeast.
In the Northeast.
They're doing some amazing work.
And it's so important to have that support.
Absolutely.
And those community bonds.
Yeah.
So I guess the question for you, the listener, is what's your relationship with nature?
Good question.
How could you incorporate it more into your life?
Yeah. Even in small ways.
Even in small ways.
Right.
Could you take a few moments each day to observe a plant?
Yeah.
Or take a walk in the park? Just notice the world around you.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It could make a big difference.
It could make a real difference for you.
To your well-being.
Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.